Locker Room Chats continuing here on Wednesday night as we continue to talk about Donovan West, and it's brought to you by Medina State Bank, Triple L Tire, and Johnson Ag. We're joined now by boys head coach, that is David Johnson. Coach, we appreciate it. As always, let's dive into it. You know, two games in, you've played two tough opponents, Axtell last week, and then Tuesday night this week, it was a 52-36 loss to Riverside. You know, how would you assess the team here early on through two games?
Well, against Axtell, our inexperience showed up against a team that's really athletic at all the spots, and you know, we had 26 turnovers, which you can't do, and you know, just let them go down and score layups. So you know, I thought we played hard, you know, but our decision making wasn't very good. We weren't as physical, which obviously that's not a strength of ours right now at the age and stage we're at. And the last night, you know, I thought we did a fairly good job in the first half to keep it close. We played a zone, which we have absolutely never worked on in practice. And so I thought that was good that we were able to make some adjustments as the game went on, and kind of got them slowed down. They hit five threes in the first half, but that's not their strength. And we got some looks and just weren't able to finish them. And in the third quarter, got outscored pretty bad. I thought our body language was bad. We didn't come out with much effort. And you do that against teams, our margin's pretty thin. And but we played hard. I mean, we got a lot of guys playing, you know, a couple minutes in JV, and then we got five starters that are almost averaging, you know, close to 32 minutes. If you come watch us and don't think we're playing hard, you obviously haven't watched a lot of basketball.
Yeah, what do you see in kind of the preparation for ACCHS? You know, what do they do? They do got some great talent. They return some of the best players in the Northeast Kansas League. You know, what really lies ahead, and what kind of challenges are they going to present this week?
Well, they're older, so that's everybody we play. That's going to be a problem just because of their physicality. And, you know, they're trying to define their program and what they want to do. And that's what we got to kind of try and do is, you know, what are we good at? What do we do? And that's the thing. We don't have a guy we can throw the ball into right now in the post and get one. And that's something you know, we've always kind of had a little bit of. And we've kind of, you know, I'm guard oriented, but, you know, I want to get the ball inside. And so now we're kind of having to change things the way we're going about it, you know, getting our guards into the lane, trying to create off the bounce or create off the pass. Try to get those 2 feet in the lane to create, to get ourselves something. And that's something we're not doing. We did a better job of last night, but, you know, we only shot one free throw against Axtell. And we can't do that. We've got to try and get people on their heels. And we got to shoot the ball from outside. So for us, it's all about, you know, we'll know what they, you know, do. And, you know, to sit there and say, you know, we're going to have, we got to be worried about us right now. We got so many things to work on. I can't get caught up in what other teams are doing. We got to get what we're doing and doing it right before we can start really just, you know, breaking down what other teams are doing.
There it is, Donovan West boys basketball coach David Johnson joining us, getting set for a matchup with ACCHS on Friday night. They'll turn around and play Troy on a Tuesday night. So a couple back-to-back games, difficult opponents coming up next here for the Mustangs. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against ACCHS this week, and we will talk to you again next week.
You bet. Thank you.